Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the share where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Yuma 37. Listen to this Braisa brought up in the Gemara. It was taught in a Braisa, which is like a collection of different paragraphs, different teachings that didn't make it into the official Talmud, the official Mishnah, but different things that are brought up many times throughout the Talmud. It was taught in a Braisa regarding three who are walking along the road. The teacher should be in the middle. The greater disciple should be to his right, and the lesser one should be to his left. The notes point out that is, they should not walk in single file, but side to side, as the Braisa will talk about, like the angels that came to Avraham, Rashi points out in the notes. And so we find in regard to the three ministering angels who visited Avraham, Michael was in the middle, Gavriel was in the right, and Raphael was in the left. It's so interesting, there's a song. Let's talk about the notes first. The verse states that the three angels were standing before him, indicates the three were side by side, because otherwise only the first angel was standing before Avram, Rashi points out. There's actually a song, B'Shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Mimini Michael, Mismali Gavriel, Omil Fanai Uriel. Isn't that interesting? Mimini Michael, Mismali Gavriel. On the left was Gavriel. Interesting. And on the right was Michael, but here, and Uriel. So these are different angels in the song, but here we see the same angels mentioned, Michal and Gavriel, along with Raphael. In general, that's a song a lot of times we sing, Blinetta, for our kids at nighttime, talking about how Hashem and his workers, his angels, are ensuring to protect people now and always. Side point. Anyway, so how can Rav Yehuda disparage a student who walks side by side with his teacher? The Gemara answers, Rav Shmuel Bar Papa interpreted the Braisa in the presence of Rav Adam. The greater disciple should walk directly behind the teacher in such a way that his teacher will be covered by him. The notes point out that both students must walk behind their teacher, the greater of the two on the right side, while the lesser of the two on the left side behind the teacher. Also by the angels, Gavriel and Raphael stood behind Michal, but all were standing before Avraham, because Gavriel and Raphael stood side by side, each visible to Avraham, is not directly behind Michal. Anyway, it was taught in a Braisa, one who walks next to his teacher is a boor. Behind his teacher is among the arrogant. The Braisa means that the disciple should position himself somewhat to the side of his teacher. That is, he should neither directly behind the teacher nor at his side. Rather, he's walking diagonally behind his teacher. So if we are supposed to make sure that we walk in a certain way, especially with a rav, with a teacher, especially with those around us, how much more so, alachas kama v'kama, kal v'chomer, a forti aorai, as we explain in Talmudic lecture language, how much more so in our own life, we have to avoid whatever we can to avoid the idea of arrogance. If just walking, we have to think about who is the greater person, who should honor a rabbi we're walking with, or we're walking with parents or whatever, what would be the best way to try to honor them, letting them go a little before us. If walking, we have to think about that in all of our actions, and all of our dealings, and all of our days, we have to make sure to think a little sensitively how we could honor those around us, how we could avoid arrogance as much as possible. You know, the Rambam points out, arrogance and anger avoid at all costs, go to the opposite extreme. Making sure in our lives to avoid that arrogance, especially with how we walk with people, especially how we talk with people, especially how we act and behave with people, as the Gemara points out, from the angels in front of Avraham and with walking with Rebbeim, walking with people, so to in our own lives, when we walk, when we talk, when we act, when we behave, make sure to do so in the opposite of arrogance, with the utmost humility and the utmost modesty in all of our days. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 38 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.